This is Fresh Air. Two stand-up comics stretch out in the animated film Aladdin. Robin Williams is the voice of the genie. You know enough about him. My guest is Gilbert Gottfried, the comic who does the voice of the whining, wicked parrot, the pet bird of the evil Jafar.
We gotta keep kissing up to that chump and his chump daughter for the rest of our lives.
No, Iago. Only until she finds a chump husband. Then she'll have us banished. Or beheaded.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute, Jafar. What if you were the chump husband?
What?
Okay, you marry the princess, all right? And you become the sultan.
Marry the shrew. I become the sultan?
The idea has merit.
Yes, merit, yes! And then we drop Papa-in-law and the little woman off a cliff. Yeah! Her splat!
I love the way your foul little mind works.
That manic parrot isn't too far from Gilbert Gottfried's stage persona. He's cranky, loud, and very funny. We invited Gottfried to talk with us on Fresh Air. But when he arrived at NPR's New York Bureau, we discovered he only does interviews in persona. Now, I have sworn off interviewing people in persona. It's too much like talking to a Muppet. I couldn't talk Gottfried into just being himself, so what could I do? I went ahead with the interview. I have no regrets, but that doesn't mean I'm going to change my no persona policy. Let me give you an idea of how Gilbert Gottfried sounds on stage, sort of like a postmodern Borscht Belt comic. This is the opening of his recent stand-up performance on HBO's One Night Stand.
All right, enough. Enough, stop it. Enough. It's enough, stop. Stop. Stop it, stop it. All right, that's it. That's it. You're only wasting your own time. I don't care. I can wait. You're wasting your own time. Go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead. Yeah. Doesn't bother me. It's not bothering me. Not by you want to come here? Good. That's the way you're good. That's the way you're going to behave? Good.
Who were the comics that you heard growing up?
Let's see, all of them. I liked Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy because I loved a ventriloquist who could get away with being on the radio. I thought he had the biggest scam in show business. I always admired him for that. Like, he was a ventriloquist on the radio. It's like being a magician on the radio.
Did you hear Jackie Mason when you were growing up?
Yes. You know, a person like you, this is nothing against you personally. I think you're terrific. You know what I mean?
That's perfect. That's really you would have had me fooled. What did you think of him?
I always liked Jackie Mason. But what he thinks of me personally, this I can't tell you.
You do a really funny impression of two other comics, of David Brenner and Jerry Seinfeld in deep conversation.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Well, David Brenner, to me, was always a...
something weird. Something really wild. You ever wash your hands? Everybody washing their hands, right? You ever comb your hair?
And then I always thought David Brenner in a conversation with Jerry Seinfeld would be,
Hey, Jerry, you ever eat pizza? Why do people eat pizza? Hey, Jerry, you ever drink a cup of coffee? Everybody likes coffee, huh? Why do people drink coffee? Who are these people?
Do you think that Brenner and Seinfeld have heard this?
Yes, they both heard it. And in fact, a few times, Jerry Seinfeld has said to people,
I don't think that sounds anything like me. Where does he get the idea that I talk like that? I don't have a funny way of speaking.
How did you start doing other comics?
Just basically to annoy people. Like, I started out annoying people, and I want to take it to the nth degree.
Probably your comics, other comics are your closest friends, so I'm sure this is also a technique for ensuring you have no friends left.
Yes.
Is it effective?
Yes.
My guest is comic Gilbert Gottfried, the voice of the parrot in Aladdin. We're after the short break. This is Fresh Air. Comic Gilbert Gottfried is my guest.
I was listening to Howard Stern a couple of weeks ago and got the impression you were in the hospital for a while.
Yes, I had a burst appendix. It was a burst appendix. I was actually rushed into the operating room. I was about an hour away. They said I had about an hour to go before I would just be out of it altogether, before I made most of America happy. And if I was any sicker, I would have been on the cover of People magazine's Gottfried's Courageous Fight.
What were your symptoms? Did you call an ambulance or something?
Yeah, I went into the hospital. They didn't even know what was wrong. I was there for about 3 days. Then and I could have actually died, actually, on the operating. They were amazed I made it. And if I died, then I would have been on Entertainment Tonight, and Entertainment Tonight would be playing their maudlin theme music. That's when all of a sudden they say, so-and-so died today. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And they drag it out.
The world of comedy mourns one of its own tonight.
Yes. Da, 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 da. It's like they play their regular theme music, but on a slow speed.
Have you been on ET yet?
Yes. Yes, and I never actually speak to the people who are the hosts. It's when they do that show, they send out, like, just any flunky they can get to interview you, and then they splice it together to make it look like you're talking to Mary Hart.
So
they usually give you the wrong question, and you totally make a fool out of yourself on that show.
So I guess being in the hospital didn't make you change your mind about staying in persona all the time.
No. I'm staying this way. In fact, when I was in the hospital, I thought maybe I'll be more obnoxious. So I tried being Buddy Hackett for a while, but it just didn't work.
No, I know I am not able to get Gilbert Gottfried out of persona, but what about the surgeons? I bet you didn't talk to them this way.
No, they knocked me out during surgery, so they wouldn't have to listen to me.
Yeah, but when the anesthesiologists were coming, you know how the anesthesiologists interview you beforehand?
Yes.
They do.
As a matter of fact, the anesthesiologist interviewed me and also showed a clip from some shows that I've been on. It was a very professional hospital. The anesthesiologist sat in the chair. I lied on the couch. And she said, here's a very funny guy, but let's first watch a clip from his latest special. And then she even took a break for commercials.
did she know who you were?
Yes. And then after they wheeled me out, they brought on Charo.
So for me to find out what Gilbert Gottfried is really like when he's not in persona, I have to call your anesthesiologist.
Yes.
And what would she tell me, do you think?
She'd say he drools a lot and he's incoherent.
And when you came out of the anesthesia?
Yes.
You probably spoke like yourself, right?
Yes. No, actually, I spoke like George Peppard. Because a few people said, doesn't he sound like the guy from the A-Team?
What was George Peppard in before the A-Team? I'd watch the A-Team and I think, I know I should know this guy, but what else did he do?
I know he was in a lot of those Harold Robbins type movies.
What are your favorite movies?
Let's see. Aladdin, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Shameless plugs.
Yes.
Come on.
And in fact, I want all black people to stay home from school and from work to see Aladdin. Because I think it's an important statement. And I only want black reporters to interview me. Plus, I'm going to have, like, hats made up with a little P for parrot.
I think you can consolidate a whole movement.
Yes.
Around this.
There was a pregnant pause, and then...
I'm looking at my notes as if they're going to help me here. Did you ever go to the Catskills and hear any of the Borscht Belt comics there?
Yeah, let's see. I've seen some. I always liked Borscht Belt.
Did you ever vacation in the Catskills?
No. Never vacationed in the Borscht Belt, but would listen to them, and there would always be the comic going... And the Jews and the Italians and my kids in their room. And the Jews who talk to the Italians and the Irish. And the Jews and the kids.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're still doing it. Did you see Catskills on Broadway?
That, I think, would be a bit much for me.
They didn't have Persona comics in those days, did they? You think like Jackie Mason or Myron Cohen were in Persona? Would you call it that?
It's hard to tell what Myron Cohen was. Myron Cohen was like a Jew trying to sound like he's British. It's like when Myron Cohen would talk, it was always like,
an adorable old Jewish woman is walking along the boardwalk. When all of a sudden an elderly man comes along,
it was like British Yiddish.
That's true, isn't it? That's true.
He was always trying desperately to sound like he's actually a refined Englishman.
Except the punchline would always be in Yiddish.
Yes, it would be,
an adorable old Jewish woman is walking along the boardwalk when an elderly Jewish man approaches her. He says to her, can I take you out on a date? The Jewish woman says, well, I'm busy Thursday, to which the Jewish man replies, a yichon mach seiden, a such that I.
Would you get the joke? When?
Yes. Well, yeah, I just could laugh along with everyone else. And go, yeah, a yuchna zeh. Yeah, that was, I could see that coming from a mile away.
what's the first thing you ever said in front of a microphone?
I don't remember. That's a good question, though.
You don't remember your first time out?
I do, but I vaguely.
Tell me what you remember about it.
I was about 16 years old, and it was like open mic night in Greenwich Village. Like, not even open, they didn't even call it open mic. This was before the comedy boom. So it was like called Hootenanny Night. So you had about 150 people who was like doing folk songs. Like 2,000 people sounding like Bob Dylan. Even the waiters sound like Bob Dylan. Everyone sounded. It was like the waiters would come over.
Can I take your order, sir? Can I bring some more bread to your table?
So everybody was doing folk stuff and you were doing comedy?
Yes. And so it was unusual. Then the comedy boom came later on. Now it's like every single cable station and network station has a comedy show 24 hours a day, practically, where there's a comic standing in front of a brick wall going, hey, you ever notice these late-night TV commercials and you watch it late at night and then you clap your hands together and they got the lady with the clapper? Hey, I've fallen and I can't get up. And you know when you get on a plane, they give you those little bags of peanuts and then you get in one of these cabs. Hey, what kind of language are they speaking? Do they speak the same language as the people in the 7-Eleven? What is that?
Why is so much comedy so trivial now?
It gets worse by the second. There's more comedians and less comedy than ever before.
It's so true. Is that frustrating for you?
It's annoying. I'm practically like Elvis in front of the TV set. I feel like sitting there with a gun and shooting each comic that comes on.
So Gilbert, listen, the holidays are coming up. Is this a depressing time for you or a good time for you?
Oh, I just adore the holidays because now it means I can watch the Family Ties Christmas show and the Facts of Life Christmas show. They all have an hour-long Christmas show.
Do you usually work around the holidays? Is that a time when everybody else is taking off? Is that the time that you go to work?
Sometimes. I usually like working on New Year's because then it's like I can laugh that I'm getting money on New Year's when these poor suckers are spending their money.
And I guess you don't have to worry about getting a date if you're working.
Yes, exactly. See, then I have an excuse. And then when it's not that, I love the sexually transmitted disease excuse. I go like, oh, before this, I used to be getting women all the time. But now you got to be more careful. Oh, sure. Before this, I had a different woman every hour. But now, well, you can't be too careful out there. That's like everybody who can't get a woman now uses that excuse. Well, sure, until this came along. Boy, oh, boy.
Can we make a deal?
Sure.
When you decide to come out of Persona and start doing interviews out of Persona, are you going to give me a call?
Okay.
All right.
But first I'll do Barbara Walters.
Oh, sure. That's what they all do.
And
you're going to cry?
Yeah.
You're going to talk about how you were abused and that's why you're in Persona,
yeah.
Because the world was too insensitive to you.
All of my relatives were alcoholics and they all beat me, Barbara.
And so after you tell her all of that, then you're going to come on and talk
yes.
with me. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. I'll remember you too. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Gilbert Gottfried is the voice of the parrot in Aladdin. This is Fresh Air.